Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. And we continue to stream stories every single day of the year about this economy, how people are changing and adapting to this economy. And part of what we've done in 2020 is we've been teaming up with Craig James, CEO of Vistage Worldwide, as my co-host. Welcome back, Craig. Nice to see you again.
Nice to be back, Jeffrey.
Right. And you have brought along with you for protection, Jason Vining, president of Salem Metal. Welcome, Jason.
Thank you, Jeffrey. Glad to be here.
All right. So, Jason, why don't you, I know Craig already knows about your business. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about Salem Metal?
Yeah. So we are a precision sheet metal in machine shop, custom built fabricator. So everything we do is custom built product. We have a variety of services, laser cutting, punching, forming, welding, grinding. We also have our own in-house finishing facility with painting and silk screening. We are quite diverse in our customer base. We do a lot of medical device components. We have customers in the electronics field. We do some military work, celebrating our 50th year in business in 2020. We just recently expanded to a brand new facility located here in Middleton, Mass, right off of Route 114. It's a 75,000 square foot facility that really gives the opportunity for future growth with our business.
And it's a family run business, correct?
Yep. So my father started the company in 1970. Located in Salem, Massachusetts, hence the name Salem Metal. We had a fire that burnt the building down in 1986. A machine caught fire. He relocated the business to Middleton, and we were in our old facility for about 30 years until moving to this new facility just 3 miles up the road in 2018. I bought the business from him in 2009 and have been running it since as president and CEO.
Craig, do you have any questions? I always have many myself, but I don't want to steal all the airtime.
No, that's okay. And I appreciate that. So Jason, when did you first learn about Vistage, and also how did you learn about it?
It was back in the fall of 2016. A friend of mine had mentioned the idea of Vistage in a peer environment. I had never heard of it before, and did some research and thought it would be something of interest that I should certainly look into. And I ended up joining back in December of 2016. So coming up this month, it's been 4 years.
That's right. You've got an anniversary coming up. Now, Jason, back then you were running a healthy business. It would have been very easy to reply to that individual with a thanks, but no thanks. Mm-hmm. What did you find compelling about the idea of Vistage that led you to not only explore membership, but to eventually join?
Yeah. I mean, I think at the end of the day, it can be lonely at the top sometimes. And having other business owners, in a group discussing, topics that a lot of us had been through before, getting different ideas on things, just makes for, I think, a better, well-rounded owner. Sometimes we think of things, but it's hard to think of all the different options maybe when handling a situation. So the idea of having other people, involved in your issue or your opportunity, I think really can change the way that you run the business for the better.
Fantastic. And Jason, you mentioned that part of the reason for building the new building is for growth. Can you give us a sense of how the business has grown since you took over the business and since you joined Vistage?
Yeah, our sales numbers are up about 20% from when I originally joined Vistage. Our headcount, employee count is also up as well. So we're on a trajectory at this point for, you know, significant growth in the coming years, given the new facility that we have and the opportunity that that new facility will bring us.
And I've noticed that you've gotten some press in some of the local papers. Tell us about that briefly.
Yeah, a lot of it was surrounding, you know, the new facility, obviously here. Middleton, Mass. Is a, you know, fairly small community, and this large of a facility going in town was fairly significant. We were also nominated by our senator, Bruce Tarr, back in 2019, is the manufacturer of the year. And that award was by the Manufacturing Caucus in Massachusetts. And that was a great honor to be presented that award at the State House in Boston during a ceremony, and just shows that, you know, manufacturing is you know, is still alive and well in the state.
Well, that's a fantastic achievement and a fantastic accolade. Jeremy, Jason, share with us, how do you feel you've benefited from your membership in Vistage?
I think I've been, for many, many years, I've been, you know, sort of a person that's been kind of in the trenches, you know, day in and day out with the business. The idea of stepping away from that, getting out of the office, you know, for a half a day or a day, and attending a Vistage meeting is sort of a breath of fresh air, you know, and being around, you know, other business owners, sharing our ideas, you know, having the camaraderie of the group. I'm in touch with, you know, several members of the group, not only during, you know, meeting day, but, you know, throughout the month, and collaborating with them on different ideas and opportunities. And I've really built some fantastic friendships that I feel I will have, you know, many years to come.
Jason, I'm wondering, during this time of great change, has your clientele changed at all, or your market changed at all over the past 10 months?
Not so much, Jeffrey. I mean, a lot of our customers we've had for many, many years, probably close to 70% of what we do is repeat business. So the customers that we've had, specifically in the medical device industry, have remained, you know, fairly steady through all of this. And, you know, we've built a reputation in our industry, and that's really carried us most significantly during, you know, these times of a global pandemic.
Interesting.
I've just got two more questions for Jason in the time that we have here. Is there, Jason, a specific issue you brought to the group that was particularly memorable, particularly helpful, that without the group's help, you really would have struggled?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was probably about a year and a half ago. I needed to have a very difficult conversation with an employee of mine. And it happened to be a family member of mine at the time that was working for the company. And I brought the issue to the group at one of our meetings. And it was just great to get an outside perspective. You know, obviously talking with a family member, there's a lot of emotion involved. You know, it sort of hits close to home. But really having some, you know, independent outside, you know, feedback on, you know, how to approach it, you know, some of the, you know, talking points and really, you know, how to frame that discussion was certainly advantageous having the help of my Vistage group.
Wonderful.
We just have to jump in. You know, we've been speaking with Jason Vining, president of Salem Metal, and also Craig James, my co-host of CEO of Vistage Worldwide. Jason, if someone wants to learn more about Salem Metal, how would they be able to do that?
We've got our website at www.salemmetal.com. You can also send me an email, Jason V as in Victor, at salemmetal.com. or by telephone at 978-774-2100.
And it's very nice how the flag is flying over your bookcase reflection in the back corner. That's a very nice touch.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that was the final piece on our new facility that we put in, flying the flag.
Craig, if someone wants to get hold of you, learn more about Vistage, how would they do that?
Well, the email address is craig.james@vistagechair. That's V-I-S-T-A-G-E. And the word chair is in chairman, vistagechair.com. Or by phone at 781-269-5690.
Thanks, guys. And all the best for a healthy, happy, and continuously successful 2021. Remind everybody, this is Radio Entrepreneurs.